Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry it from our cold, dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
In the few minutes we have remaining here on Second Amendment Tuesdays on Bulldog Live, 1-866-823-1077. I'll also invite you to check out my Second Amendment Tuesdays page at briantilton.com, where I will repost the story that we were talking about with the ATF regulations. But Penny, to wrap up, you have something else you wanted to talk about.
I want to talk about a case that was reported on December 17, 2010, the state of New Hampshire v. Jacob Davis. And people say, why do I care about a drunk driving case? And I tell people, because the principles and law that judges apply to every case apply to legal and illegal actions, and they're broad principles governing what the police can and cannot do, and the state, if you will, can and cannot do. And in this particular case, Mr. Davis, was allegedly driving along and had a little bit to drink. And basically what happened is there were some events that happened that aren't relevant here. He was supposedly at the Kearsarge Regional School, and he wasn't driving. He was walking around having a little bit munch to drink. So the police were called, and he was taken to the hospital, and he had some blood tests. And you know anymore, when you go to the hospital, first thing they do, they want to take your blood test, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And basically what happened was he went on his way, didn't think anything about it. And a Sergeant Peters from Sutton Police filed a request for hospital blood records on a form, said she was investigating the defendant for operating motor vehicle, as well as being publicly, you know, basically drinking during that time period. Form stated that Peters was pursuant to New Hampshire law requesting a release of any blood or urine samples and copies of any laboratory tests for blood alcohol content taken from the subject while in the care of the New London Hospital. Now, did New London Hospital call Mr. Davis and say, hey, the police want your records. Do you want to go to court and object to this? The answer is they did not.
Mm-hmm.
The good hospitals will do that. This police department didn't have a court order. They didn't have anything. And I guess HIPAA and the Fourth Amendment is dead. Because for a police department to walk into a hospital and say, we want this person's records without a court order, and without giving a person an opportunity to contest it in court before what we would hope would be a neutral and detached magistrate, is really quite offensive to our society. And people say, well, I don't want those drunks walking around anyhow. Why does it matter to me? Because that same philosophy could be used against firearm owners. Let's say the local chief says, I know Bulldog has illegal guns in his house. I should get to go in and look. And mm-hmm. with this type of analogy, after all, he knows they're there. He's heard two people have told him, you got illegal guns in your house. So why should he go and get a search warrant and do anything? He should just be able to go in your house and look, right?
According to that reasoning, yes.
And, you know, people say, well, what about HIPAA? I thought the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act really privatized my medical records.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
And people say, this has to be a violation of HIPAA. And basically, the New Hampshire Supreme Court said, Part 1, Article 19 of our state constitution provides, every subject hath the right to be secure from all unreasonable searches and seizures of his person, his house, his papers, and all his possessions. And they didn't find this to be a violation of that.
That is really bizarre.
Yeah, to determine whether a warrantless search may give rise to a violation of the state.
This is the same state Supreme Court that we just talked about last week that said that a police officer didn't have the right to go on someone's back deck.
Well, here's what's
and found marijuana plants back there.
You want me to tell you what even made me bang? There's a hole in my wall, okay, where I
we'll have 45 bang. Seconds, Penny.
Well, here's what the court said. To determine whether a warrantless search may give rise to a violation of the state constitution, we apply an expectation of privacy analysis. See State v. Goss. That's the case where they said if you put your trash in black bags, you get privacy. But I guess when you go to the hospital, there's no privacy. Figure it out. They cite the good case for this bad proposition. And we're like, did I read that right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Penny, how do people get in touch with you?
603 230-9999.
230-9999. Penny at pennydean.com.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Penny. Talk to you next Tuesday.
Be here.
All right. See you then.